Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Oshie Ginsberg. Thanks for being here. This is a bi-weekly podcast that comes to you twice a week. And it's just hoping to help you make today better than yesterday. Something you hear on this show is going to help you make today better than yesterday. That's it. I'm here every Monday and Friday. Monday, I'm here with a guest. Fridays, I'm here with you. And yeah, that's about the size of it. I bet it is 2013. Thanks for joining. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the lovely feedback. Send Osher email at gmail.com is where you can get me. And it's been lovely to, I've been showing back up on Twitch very early in the mornings, riding my bike. Like 10 to 6, I get on. Maybe earlier if I can. So I've been showing up in the mornings and it's lovely having people show up and say hey and just say thanks for the honesty, I guess, that they're hearing in these Friday episodes, because I guess the last two have been a bit down. I've been having a tough time, not going to lie. So the last two or three have been a bit down. But, you know, I talk about writing as a way of processing things and a way of getting ideas into your head and a way of kind of reframing things and looking at things differently. And it was in my writing the other morning, because basically the exposure therapy that I do every day, as I've mentioned before, is shit house and it's hard. And so I've just been leaning into it. It's hard as fuck. So the same stuff that I was talking to you a couple of weeks back that was paralyzing me, I have been meditating on that and leaning into it and writing about it every morning since then. And it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier now. You know, it was horrible and it's easier now. And you can probably hear it in my voice that it's easier to even think about now. And that's important for you to hear, that even though it's difficult and you heard the pain and strain in my voice talking about how much exposure therapy sucks, the exact things that were making me feel like my colon was loosening and I needed a new pair of underpants, I'm now able to deal with while I drink a Barocca and wait for the baby to wake up. And it was in doing one of these writing sessions in the morning, it's 5 minutes while I have a cup of coffee, right? One of the things that I was trying to figure out why is it that I am so worried? Why am I so worried? What is it that worries me so much? And I guess one of the things that I had been doing unknowingly is that I had been projecting the quality and capacity of today's political leaders onto the problems of the future. And because, you know, if you're not listening to this right now, Australia is on a very, very, very slippery slope, terrifyingly slippery slope of a Delta outbreak of COVID-19. And there's not enough vaccines and people are going into lockdown and people are dying in their 20s. It's getting quite scary quite quickly. And the astonishingly incompetent response from the people that we elect and pay to keep us safe and keep us protected is very painful for anyone affected by it. deaths that were absolutely needless. You know, people, unvaccinated people were dying when the vaccines have been. Anyway, so I was putting this same kind of bumbling necklace ex white child of privilege, white boy of privilege in a position of power who's never been held accountable into 30 years, 40 years from now, when the Murray-Darling Basin doesn't really rain there much anymore, and when sea levels are very different and temperatures are very different and food security and water security are very important things on the national agenda. And of course, that made me terrified because I'm like, these guys literally, you know, hang on, don't say that. What's another way I can say it? These guys couldn't organise a burger if they ran a McDonald's. There you go. That's what I'll say. And I'm not even joking. And that, of course, that's enough to chill the heart of anyone to complete pure freezing stone. And it's terrifying when you think about it like that. But that's not what's going to happen. Future problems won't be solved by the quality of leadership that we have today, which is not great. The kinds of problems that we will face will not be solved by the kinds of leaders and thinkers that we have now, not at all. The fear that I've been feeling comes from falsely believing and falsely thinking that the problems of the future will be faced by the leaders of today. It won't. The problems of the future will be faced by leaders who have grown up with and ascended through the ranks to their leadership positions, facing these problems and being in acceptance of the climate changing, the weather heating up, the rain drying out, the seas rising, people needing to go and live in other places because it's no longer safe for them to live where they are. And they will have the balls or the ovaries or the cojones or the guts. Yeah, guts works for everybody. Sorry, I was trying to find an inclusive way to say that. They'll have the guts and the fortitude to go, okay, yes, I know, you know exactly what we're up against here, but I'm sorry, particular town that is in a very vulnerable area, we're all going to have to move. But it's okay, we'll find, and it'll be all right, we'll figure it out. Because I think that's the other thing that I was slipping into, and I know this, and I'm sorry if I burdened you with it, because I think I did a bit. I forgot, I guess, in my heart, I have to remind myself to have the hope, to have the hope that we as humans will figure it out and we will cope. It won't look like it does now. It'll be very different, and life will be very different, and life will be difficult in different ways. But the hope that I have to have is who we get to become and who we get to grow into because of these challenges that we are just starting to face and will face in increasing amounts over the coming decades. Who we get to then be as a community, as a society, as a nation, as a race of animals on a planet will be amazing because we have to figure it out. We literally, it's like a 50 Cent record. We figure it out or we die trying. And that's it. There's no other option. Because I can't sit here worrying. I can't. That's not where to wake up every day. And I just have to have hope that we've always figured it out and we will figure it out. It won't be perfect. It'll get pretty close. And who we then become as a nation, as a community, as a global community of humans, who we then get to become and how we then look at the world and our place in the world will change so radically because it's going to be forced upon us to change radically, will be amazing. And it'll be, it really only can come out on the side of justice and equality. That's the only side it can come out of. And, you know, we might not get there. And that'll be really sad if we don't. But I know that we'll be okay. And, you know, I was watching the Fijian rugby team, women's sevens, trying really hard to stop New Zealand from scoring a try and taking their chance at gold medal off them. And, they tried so fucking hard, man. They just tried so hard, but New Zealand slipped through. But they tried. They gave absolutely everything. And I know we will. We'll give absolutely everything. And at the final whistle, we'll either be okay or we'll go, you know what? We gave it absolutely everything. And that makes it kind of a lot more okay than it was a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Before I go, I wanted to tell you about Idle Australians, which is the podcast that I do with James Matheson. We had a fantastic episode this week, came out yesterday, talking about the impact and the origin story of Triple J, which is a radio station in Australia, a youth network. And it's amazing. And here's just a little taste.
I remember doing my homework in 1990. I was 16 years old and I was listening. I was searching around. Someone at school had said, they're doing test broadcasts. Have a look around. You can hear it. I heard this song, Cult of Personality by Living Colour.
And then so many young Australians and even older Australians have memories just like that of Double J and Triple J. So on this episode, we thought we'd take a little bit of an exploration with one of the actual pioneers.
That's Idle Australians. You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. Just type in IDLE Australians. And it's me and James Matheson. Thanks heaps for listening. I've got a jet. Thanks to Rachel Barrett, my executive producer, Andy Marr, my audio producer, Toe Hyder on the music, you for listening. Come and see me on Twitch. I'm there most mornings. If you're up super early, I'm around. If you subscribe on Twitch, it'll tell you when I'm on. You know, just roll over in bed and hit go, and I'll be there puffing and huffing and puffing. Apparently, I've been told this a lot, like ASMR, my huffing and puffing when I'm trying to keep up with the races that I ride my bicycle. But yeah, if you want to see me in a singlet, sweatily riding a bike and coming, have a chat with me, we can chat, we can talk, we can interact. It's great. There you go. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you on Monday when my guest is, sorry, it's another environment one, but it's really great. It's with a psychologist by the name of Susie Burke. She's fantastic and she specializes in climate anxiety. Yeah. Great. I can't wait for you to hear it. I cannot wait for you to hear it. Did I say that right twice or one wrong once? I don't know. I'm not getting enough sleep. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you on Monday. Sleep well. Dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.